electron density looks like, and we need to calculate the we're going to use this electron density, and I've got here the electron density of a crystal is a periodic function, so it can always be written as a Fourier series like this, where these are the structure factors. But if we can think of it as being made up of the electron densities of the different atoms. So this nj is the electron density of atom j. It's got a position rj, and it keeps getting repeated all over the crystal. So this formula will give us the approximate electron density of the crystal. I say approximate because I'm neglecting what's happening in the bonds. In the bonds, there will be electrons shared in certain directions in the crystals. But most of the electron density is around the nuclei. And I'm just putting a spherical electron density around just surrounding the nuclei of the different atoms. But this turns out to be a pretty good approximation. And if this is the electron density, and I want to now calculate these structure factors, what I do is I multiply by e to the minus I g prime dot r, and when I do that, I multiply and then I integrate over a unit cell. This is how we typically found these structure factors. So on the left-hand side, this e to the I g dot r and e to the I minus g dot r, the two g's are the same, then this equals 1. And when I do the integral over the unit cell, I get a factor of volume from this. So on the left-hand side, I just got the volume times the structure factor equals this sum over the basis of the integral over the unit cell of the different electron intensities, and there's this e to the I g dot r.